You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Billy Graham made a great statement in his book entitled Nearing Home. He said that he had spent his entire life preparing to die, but no one had prepared him for old age. He was in his 90s at the time he wrote the book. As the years go by, perspectives change. Things that seemed like distant thoughts years ago suddenly seem to come front and forward. Often those moments of awakening come when unexpected circumstances arise. Both my parents died when I was in my 30s, and I found myself handling their assets through an attorney. Now, my parents were very organized people, but there were papers, details, and investments that I literally had no knowledge of. Each step required finding information and then relaying that information to the attorney in order to close out their estates. Years later, another situation arose, including a relatively young aunt on my wife's side. She was in a freak accident and was killed. And then this past year, my father-in-law became ill and eventually died. I was his power of attorney and also the executor of his will. As each of these events took place, I was exposed to situations I was totally unprepared for. During those situations, I became aware of several legal documents everyone needs to have in place, no matter their age. Now, let me be clear, I am not a CPA, and I'm not a lawyer. What I'm about to share with you is coming out of my personal experience. Therefore, I would advise those listening to seek professional advice should you decide to move forward with any of the things that I'm about to discuss. God doesn't want us to leave a legacy of resentment, conflict, or confusion. However, this can easily happen if we neglect the practical issues that press upon us as we grow older. The following basic legal documents allow an individual to express their desires in specific situations, often taking tremendous pressures off of family members when the family member grows older and or eventually passes. The first document I want to discuss is a will. When most of us were young, as many listening to this presentation are, our thinking is quite different. The feeling is that we're going to live forever. Now, we all know that's not literally true, but it seems a long way off. At the very least, it's way in the future. Therefore, something that we don't think about is necessary to think about at that point in our lives. With that said, a will is a foundational document everyone should have, no matter what their age. The will expresses your wishes, in writing, in terms of how you want your assets, that is your home, your money, investments, vehicles, personal items, etc., how you want them distributed upon your death. It can be as simple as, I have left all this equally between my spouse and or my children, or it can be provided with detailed information about who gets what. Many families have two or more children. Hopefully those children have strong relationships with each other. But I have observed something over the years. When the final parent dies, hidden personality traits often arise. Suddenly, the love of money raises its ugly head, and disagreements quickly arise over who gets what and how much goes to who. Much of the whole process of broken relationships can be totally avoided by creating a detailed will that clearly states how assets are to be divided. It is more than worth the time and the money to put your thoughts and wishes on paper. When my father-in-law was in his middle 80s and still in relatively good health, both physically and mentally, My wife and I began to initiate some discussions with them about how they wanted things done when they eventually passed. In their case, they had a bit over 20 acres of wooded land with their home sitting on a portion of it. To complicate things, they had 5 living children, 3 of which had adjoining property. Initially, my father-in-law wanted no part of specifying who got what land. His thinking was that the children should simply split it up when the time came. His wife disagreed. As she looked ahead, she knew there would be complications, not to mention strained relationships. Eventually, they agreed to get an aerial map of the property, and they literally drew off portions they wanted each child to have. Their desires were detailed in the will, including the fact that after their deaths, the land would be surveyed and paid for out of the proceeds of the will, and then would be deeded to the respective children. Without a legally written will, the state, not you, the state determines who gets what. The wise thing is to prepare a will ahead of time that expresses your desires concerning how you want assets dispersed.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have 3 choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.